Happy Friday, everyone. It is December the 16th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find us
It's okay.
You can find us online, is what I meant to say, at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have a question for Dr. Shah, anything you'd like to write in and suggest that we talk about, send us a text at 252-582-5028. You can also email us at contact at clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation in the airwaves by supporting this podcast. You can share it online. You can leave us a good, positive, friendly review over there at iTunes or Spotify. Just help us keep the conversation of Jesus Christ alive.
That's right. Something that's uplifting and encouraging.
That's right.
And maybe both.
Yeah, it could be both. It doesn't have to just be one.
Not uplifting or encouraging or both.
Yeah, why it's got to just be one?
Right.
Why does it have to just be one? Just be one. No, you can do both. And you know what you can do is hit them with the word of the day.
I would love to.
The verse of the day.
Well, the verse of the day is from the word.
That's so true.
It is the word of the Lord today.
You're right.
Comes from Psalm chapter 112, verse 7. Mm-hmm. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
That's right. That's what causes us to be steadfast, is just that trust, just that dependence on the Lord, dependence on His word, dependence on His provision in our life. Yep. That's what creates that steadfastness. There's too many times where we're shaky. You know, mm-hmm. we just, at the first wind of trouble, at the first just hint, we start falling apart.
Yeah.
But that trust in the Lord, that creates that steadfastness. There's no need to be afraid of evil tidings because I know that He's with us.
Right. That's how we can, you know, not worry about bad news that comes our way. People get bad news and they fall apart.
But yeah.
That's what it's saying there. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. It's bad news.
That's right.
He'll not be afraid of bad news because his trust is in the Lord.
That's right. Because there's going to be bad news.
Right.
Rest assured on that. You can bet your bottom dollar. It's going to be some bad news.
Bad news. And if you are betting your bottom dollar, that is bad news.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like your last dollar?
The last one.
Last
the bottom of the account.
Oh, Annie. Annie knew what was up. She knew it was going to be some bad days.
You can bet your bottom dollar.
But she trusted in the Lord, I hope.
I don't know. Maybe she did.
Not enough evidence. She was fictional,
so I'm not sure.
I feel like I've been kind of a grouch, a Scrooge, a miser, a Grinch as far as your Christmas has been. And I've decided to turn over a new leaf on today, the 16th of December.
A new holly leaf. Christmas.
I brought in something that's going to make your cheer just become real. This stuff right here, I don't know if y'all can see this. On the I know the radio audience can't see it. This is eggnog. Y'all know what eggnog means? What's eggnog? 180 calories per half cup. Ryan is a Christmas aficionado, and I know.
I am, but I hate eggnog.
I know he loves this stuff.
Gosh. Look how thick it is.
Look at that, dude.
Oh my gracious.
Merry Christmas, Ryan. Drink it for the show, man. It's Christmas. What are you doing?
I don't like eggnog.
You like Christmas?
I do, but
this is Santa's tears. This is what Santa cries out of his eyes from when Mrs. Claus tickles him too much. Cheers. Merry Christmas, gang.
That did not make it any more appetizing.
Oh, yeah. Go on, man. Drink your Christmas drink. David, you want a cup?
Oh, no.
Dave, you want a cup, man? I'll pour you a little cup. Yeah, I'll pour you a little cup. Look at that.
Not that much. Yeah, that's good.
You like that? Here you go, buddy. Merry Christmas, Dave. Share that with Nicholas, okay? Yeah.
It tastes like medicine.
You don't like Christmas no more?
Not that Christmas.
Dude, check this out. This is what I like here. Yeah, man, that's good stuff. That is good stuff.
I've just recently discovered.
With some coffee.
I don't like eggnog.
You don't like eggnog either, man?
I just recently discovered that a few seconds ago.
So there's one eggnog that I have tried and liked. Singular one eggnog. And I try it every year in the hopes that, you know, I'll be able to complete my Christmas checklist and like eggnog. It hasn't happened yet, except for one. There's one brand of eggnog. I can't remember the brand, but it is vanilla cinnamon. And it tastes like a Snickerdoodle cookie.
It's Southern Comfort.
Delicious.
Yeah. Southern Comfort. Yeah. That's the brand.
It's delicious.
This is just pet eggnog. It tastes like
cough medicine.
No, man. This is good stuff.
That makes my nose burn.
Cough medicine.
Yep. Yuck. Not for me.
You got a lot left. Can you finish it by the time we finish the intro?
No. As a I don't think Christmas I can finish challenge? It in December.
Here's what I like to do. I like to take me some eggnog right here.
What will
right
I
in my coffee?
Oh gosh!
Somebody got a coffee stirrer? Or could you grab one?
Will I get something if I finish it?
Yeah, I'll give you a. I'll Apple Pay you. Ooh, excuse me. I'll Apple Pay you $10.
$10.
If you chug it right now. Oh. I'll do it live on the air. If you chug it. Hey, I just put some in my coffee, man. Your stomach is going to be hurting. Oh, man, your stomach's going to be hurting. I'm about to owe this dude cash on air. He's chugging it. He's chugging it. Oh, Ryan, your stomach's about to be hurting, dude. Oh, my good gracious. Well, I'm a man of my word. Tell him how you're feeling while I Apple Pay you cash.
So bad.
This episode got away from us.
So bad.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
Golly. Ugh. Well, hey, listen, hats off.
I'm in pain.
Kudos to you. You're going to be in pain here in a minute because that stuff is thick. That stuff is real thick. I wonder if Dr. Shaw likes it.
Today, while I'm trying to recover from that.
I got to Apple Pay this dude some money.
Yikes. Why does it hurt my eyes?
Did you put soap in it? It's just a Christmas treat. It shouldn't hurt you. It shouldn't be hurting you.
Today is lightning round questions, and with it being Christmas,
yeah,
it is Christmas themed lightning round questions.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun.
So if you have any questions for Dr. Shaw or any suggestions for future episodes, send us a text at 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We're gonna get Dr. Shaw and we'll be right back.
Hey there, listeners. My name is Kelsey.
And I'm John.
And we want to pause the show for just a second to talk to you guys about Clearview Church's original EP, Together Forward.
Yeah, these are five original songs that we wrote right here at Clearview Church. Myself, Dr. Shaw, David Williamson, our engineer on the Clearview Today show, some of the other guys on the worship team. But sometime during all the shutdowns of 2020, we noticed this really horrible isolationism setting in all over the world.
It was like nothing we've ever seen before.
That's right. And one of the things that we've always been about here at Clearview is forward motion and community. Those are both very important. So the whole heart behind the EP was, hey, let's just take these two things and let's put them together because we truly feel like that's the antidote to what's happening in the world today.
We're right in the middle of writing a whole bunch of new material as a church, but while all of those projects are still in the works, we want to help point you guys towards these songs that God has given us. You can listen to all of them right now on Spotify. Just look up Clearview Worship. Or if you want to support what we're doing here at Clearview Church, you can buy it on iTunes right now.
And always remember, you can support us directly at the Clearview Today Show by visiting us online at clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. Thanks for listening. We hope these songs are as much a blessing to you as they were for us.
Amen. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinan Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Dr. Shaw, it is Friday. How are you doing this Friday?
I'm doing very well. Ready for this weekend?
Amen. Amen. Exactly. Well, if you guys are new to the show, you're just joining us for the first time, Dr. Abhinan Shaw is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. You can follow his work on his website at abhinanshaw.com.
That's right. Make sure you follow along on Facebook as well. You can find his public figures page there, Abhinan Shaw, PhD. Make sure you follow along for important content and cool updates on Facebook as well.
We have not done lightning questions in a New York minute.
I was just about to say, it has been a while since we've done lightning round questions.
We've had so much fun stuff to talk about.
We have. We've had a lot of great content to talk about, lots of fun stuff, but today...
The phones were overflowing with questions people had been texting.
My inbox has exploded.
Oh, are you okay?
I am. My phone's not. It's in smithereens.
So sorry. It's in smithereens. So sorry to hear it.
I'm just kidding. But today is lightning round questions on this Friday. Questions that you guys have sent in for Dr. Shaw, things that you'd like to hear him answer. And today's episode is very special because it is all Christmas themed.
That's what you cool. like.
Every question is Christmas themed, much like my life.
I did notice that. I was looking at the run sheet. I was like, these are... very Christmas like centric.
Yes.
Which I mean, people like it, man.
I'm
people love this Christmas.
Excited about that. You want to take the first one?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
It's from Eleanor J. It's kind of a silly question. What would your elf name be?
Ooh.
Like if you were a workshop up at see when I think elves, I'm thinking like in the forest of like Lothlorien and stuff like
that. No, not those elves.
Not those elves. We're talking about North Pole elves.
Not tall, pretty blonde elves. Mm-mm. These are short, rosy cheeked elves.
Golly. So, I mean, we're talking about like the Swiss mountains. I mean, is it?
I think like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What's like a. Swiss elf name.
I would go with Zwingli.
Zwingli?
Yeah.
Zwingli. Nice. Right.
The Swiss reformer.
Very
Zwingli. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, think about one of his quotes come to mind. It says, he said, our confidence in Christ does not make us lazy, negligent, or careless, but on the contrary, it awakens us, urges us on, and makes us active in living righteous lives and doing good. There is no self-confidence to compare with this. Imagine having an elf like that working in your shop.
Dude, that would be amazing. That's like upper management position for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's for sure at least a supervisor.
Zwingli?
Zwingli.
I like it.
Zwingli the elf.
Ulrich Zwingli.
Zwingli.
Now
he's an NPC.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and now I think this dude has like a quest for me.
Yeah, there's an exclamation mark over his head.
Oh, yes, sir. I can help you in
Hello,
some way.
Adventurer.
Ulrich Zwingli is definitely a buff.
Oh yeah.
Like Warhammers. Yeah.
Still elf sized. Still elf sized, but he's like totally
almost like a Tolkien dwarf, but he's an elf.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, so good. Tolkien dwarf, but smaller.
Oh, okay.
Still just as buff.
What would your elf name be?
Hmm. I don't really know why this popped into my head when this question came up, but I think Bartleby.
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 Bartleby the elf. I'd be a bookkeeper.
I'd be like a poplar for sure.
Poplar?
Yeah, I'd be Poplar the elf.
Like a tree?
Uh-huh. For seemingly no reason. I just think that's a cute elf name, Poplar.
Poplar the elf.
Poplar the elf, yeah.
David, do you have one?
What would your elf name be, Dave?
I don't have one.
Williamson? I mean, what would it be?
Why not just Clovis?
Yeah, Clovis. I'd be Clovis the elf.
That's a good elf name. Yeah, Clovis the elf. Yeah.
Clovis the
elf. And it works because that's your actual name.
That's my middle name.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But now, I was trying to keep that a secret, but now
so sorry.
I was out.
Blasted.
Blasted on the airwaves.
You got another question for us?
I do. Yeah. The next one comes from Michael H. What is your favorite Christmas carol?
Oh, Christmas carol. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I would go with, I don't know. I'm trying to think. A Little Town of Bethlehem.
What did y'all sing in India? When you guys would go caroling, what were some of the ones?
Oh, they were in Hindi. So they were sometimes like "Oh Come All You Faithful."
Uh huh.
Hmm.
That was one of them, but in Hindi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. I have pictures of us at the carol singing. I'll bring it next
time. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. We can maybe put them on the Instagram, put them up on Facebook too.
Yeah, we can scan them and put them in the video episode as well.
Sounds good. Awesome.
That'll be fun. That'll be really fun. Wow.
Very cool.
I like O Come Emmanuel.
I was going to say that one.
Just
too.
A That's very one of my minor favorites. Sound. Very,
I love that one.
Yeah, yeah.
That one and... oh gosh, the name "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Whatever the actual title of that song is, I just call it "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Yeah,
is that the full title?
I think so.
I think it is.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Good King Wenceslas from or Wenceslas or something. Good King Wenceslas is on the seat, feast of Stephen, brightly shone the moon that night.
I was like, what?
I can't remember how you pronounce it, but it's one of the ones that everybody knows.
Yeah.
But nobody knows.
Yeah. Like the old school.
Yeah.
The ones that are like the classics, but people don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Martin T, what is your favorite holiday movie?
Oh, wow. I like The Home Alone. The first two.
Very good.
Sorry, guys. Not the third, fourth one.
Yeah.
There's a fourth.
First two.
I didn't know there was a fourth one until Sunday. I had no idea there was a fourth one.
I didn't know
I knew there was a third, but it's a different little boy.
Yeah.
It's not Macaulay Culkin. Right.
People loved that Home Alone 3. I didn't get that at all.
I love the first two.
Yep.
They're just great.
The best part about the first two Home Alone movies is the burglars.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
Yeah, I
they're
agree.
So
I think
funny.
Those are the guys that Joe Pesci and I forgot the guy's name.
I can look it up. But I don't remember.
He's a tremendous actor.
Oh, man.
But those are the two guys who really make the movie.
Yeah. I agree.
Not Macaulay Culkin. Although he's a great child artist, actor, but... Joe Pesci and
Daniel Stern.
Yeah, Daniel Stern.
Played Marv.
Yeah, Marv.
Marv. Harry and
the
Marv.
Wet Bandits. The Wet
Bandits. And then they became the Sticky Bandits. In
yeah,
the, second
the Sticky Bandits. That's right.
Really, Marv?
Really, Marv? You're going to do that, Marv? Right here on Christmas Eve, Marv.
He's like, Harry, he's got the crowbar. I'm going to smack this spider. He's like, Marv, no. What are you doing, Marv?
What are you doing, Marv?
I don't do it, Marv.
Oh, now I want to go watch those movies. There's something about physical comedy that's just...
I know.
It's always funny.
And those two guys were masters.
Oh, man.
They really sold that movie. That's a good choice. That's a great film.
So funny. That's great film. Awesome. John, what about you? What's your favorite?
It's Home Alone 2. Home Alone's up there. Not Home Alone 2, but also Home Alone as well.
Yeah.
I also think just Jim Carrey's Grinch.
That is a
good one. Grinch is very good.
It's going to be between Jim Carrey's Grinch and Muppet Christmas Carol. Love both of those. Love both of those. But I think I got to go with Chip Carey's Grinch.
Yeah.
How about the guys in the back? Any ideas?
What y'all like for your Christmas movie?
I can't remember. It's one of the Disney Christmas stories with Scrooge McDuck. Which one is that one?
Is that the one where Scrooge McDuck is like Scrooge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like Mickey's Christmas Carol or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
I remember watching that as a child.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Nick? Any favorite Christmas movies?
I'm with John with the Grinch.
You like the
Grinch? Yeah.
Yeah.
You two are still living?
Hit it, Ryan. You got it.
You two are still living?
This is not pudding. That Christmas jubilation scene, man, that will go down in history. Man. That was one of the funniest things.
We were talking about this on an episode of the show as well. It's a movie that holds up. I mean, even
really
watching
does.
It now visually, like the Grinch suit is just so funny. And it's so quotable too. Yeah. There are so many lines in the movie.
It is. Yeah. It's iconic. Yeah. I can't believe that movie's 22 years old.
Exactly.
Oh, so good. Linda B. I believe Linda B has written in before. How does decoration for Christmas in India compare to the U.S.?
We sort of went gaudy.
Oh, no.
So a lot of string lights and a lot of, the crepe papers kind of rolled up and hung on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this thing that we had of how high we can put a star on top of our house.
Really?
Yeah. So not everybody did that, but, the young people, like some of us, would do it. So I had these bamboos that I got. And, the bamboos, each one would be at least, 20 feet long.
Wow.
I would tie 2 to 3 of them and then tie it up to a pole and be on top of the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you climb up there?
No. I mean. The star, I would get the star on it.
Okay.
And then
he shimmied up the bamboo.
That does make more sense.
He put the bamboo
in my
there.
Head, just kind of like scaling the bamboo.
Shimmied
I'm like,
a plant on top of his roof, Ryan. He that shimmied does, up the bamboo.
That does make more sense.
Stuck it in. It's like, how do I get down? I guess I'll slide down.
It's been a long day, hasn't it? But I would have it way up there. And so, Christmas Carol night, as we're nearing the house, you could see our star way up there.
Wow. That's pretty cool. A beacon to guide you back home.
Yeah.
This isn't from Linda, but I'm just wondering, because there's some elements like the lights and the star that were familiar. Coming to America, were there any decorations or whatever that you weren't expecting or that you weren't prepared for or that were just new?
Like decorations in America that I was not prepared.
Yeah, just like the stockings, stuff like that.
Yeah, stockings was one. I'm trying to think, I guess... It's just the way people decorate their homes here is different.
Okay.
I like it.
Y'all did the Christmas trees in India too?
Yeah. Well, it was not a Christmas tree.
Okay.
We had an Ashoka tree.
Okay.
Ashoka tree is kind of funny because, how a fir tree or what are the Christmas
like
trees?
Evergreens.
Evergreens. How they kind of spread out like this, the branches. Ashoka trees, the branches just come down like that. So they kind of droop down.
Okay.
So it's very hard to get lights around the Ashoka tree. And the Ashoka trees are interesting because they, for the first 10 years of their lives, they are no taller than maybe 5 feet.
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden, they realize they can grow.
I've got more in me.
they grow to like 30 feet, 40 feet tall.
Wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, as tall as the steeple.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I have pictures in my, you know, from the house. Those Ashoka trees were there when I was growing up.
Huh.
They were just like 5 feet tall, but now they're like, you know, 30, 40 feet tall.
So wow. did they, so I'm guessing once they got that tall, you just put them outside and.
No, they were always outside.
They were always outside. They were outside
in the garden.
I got you. Okay.
And so we would try to wrap in lights around the Ashoka tree because mm-hmm. they'd look, you know, shaped like that triangle mm-hmm. look. But, you know, once they get past 5 feet, you can't get light yeah. around it.
So did you guys do the caroling and stuff on Christmas Eve? Was that the Christmas Eve activity?
Yes.
Okay.
Or sometimes there was a time where our church was really large. Mm-hmm. So we would do it both 23rd and 24th.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Because I was going to ask if you did any Christmas Eve activities, but then the caroling was.
Caroling was Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Very
That's
cool.
Very cool. Howard P. writes in, have you ever seen a white Christmas?
Like
snow.
Like it snows on Christmas Day.
Like growing up?
I think just ever.
Yeah, just ever.
Yeah, I've seen it here, but not in Pennsylvania when I went to visit family.
Mm. Oh.
Friends, not family as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Wow, I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen a white Christmas.
I 100% have not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in Pennsylvania, when I was there, this was not Christmas time. So,
right.
So, you know, that I'm describing right now, but it looks like a Christmas card.
Wow.
How beautiful. But then I was there in Slippery Rock during Christmas, and it was white Christmas.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
I would love to see a white Christmas.
Yeah. That's kind of like the white
snow. I don't like the headache that comes with snow, like everything shut down and all the roads. And if it could snow and just stay off the road, that'd be great. And not like get any power.
Look out in the fields and it's nice and.
Right. Yeah. The fields are white and the trees are white and right. snow
falling. Now, up north, they do that because they clean it up so quickly. They're, yeah. you know, they're equipped for it.
Yeah.
But down here, you know, it's not the same.
Yeah. I think the other thing with snow is like the first time you go out and to enjoy it, it's kind of ruined because you tear up the yard. Because we get like snowed where like the yard is just like right visible underneath. So if I go walking in it, it's just muddy footprints underneath.
Yeah. yeah.
That's the only thing with the snow here. Because I would be with you if it was like it would snow and then nobody goes outside to mess it up.
Yeah.
Just let it be. But if it was like, let's go play in it. And then you get a snow angel that's like mostly mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it snows and then you go out and play in it and then it snows again.
Yeah.
And covers up like what you've already kind of tracked
yeah.
through.
Yeah, true. True.
Snow is beautiful, except when it's that deep. And
don't at me. Jackson R., if you had $1 million, what would you gift someone and who would it be? Like, I guess just like if you could give the ideal gift.
Mm,
That's a good one.
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, we as a church are doing so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, as it stands, about 170 kids will have Christmas toys and gifts for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have over 100 kids from different schools that we are sponsoring, helping, some big, some not as big, but we are doing something. Even to this day, I mean, even till today, we mm-hmm. had seven more kids. Yeah. Are they still waiting?
It's down to six now.
They're down to six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice.
That we have sponsored and we are going to continue to do that. So that's what I would do, man.
Yeah.
I would invest in helping children in America, especially in our community
mm-hmm.
and in small communities where people are struggling to have something they need,
yeah.
something
yeah.
they'll appreciate,
yeah.
something that'll bring a smile on their face.
That's one of the things that I'm extremely grateful for and also proud of is that I think our church is known in our community for its generosity. Especially around Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that we've always made it a priority to do. I know that's always been on your heart too, Dr. Shah, is that during Christmas time, it's just going to be cold and there's lots of kids who are going to go without.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and so we don't want that to happen. And so we make it a priority. And I know you've made it a priority in the past to make sure that our Kindle ministry really steps up around Christmas time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing to see, you know, some of those families we get to see them take those gifts home. Some right. of them we don't.
Yeah.
But just to hear the gratitude from those parents and those grandparents and those aunts and uncles who have gotten gifts for the kids in their lives.
Yeah.
Because you know, a lot of times those kids will go back to school with other students, and they're you know seeing this person got a new book bag, and this person got a new set of shoes, and this
clothes,
person got a new yeah. toy, and they're like, I didn't really have anything to open yeah. on Christmas. So to be able to provide that for a kid is just...
Yeah, especially where we are in our country today and all the craziness that's going on. It's time we not only stand for the truth, but we also show grace and compassion
right.
to people.
Because those are inherently Christian ideals.
Absolutely.
Those are 100% Absolutely. The foundation of yeah. Christian culture. Yeah. I like that.
I have a question. It's not one of our listener submitted questions. It's just one that I'm going to submit just right now.
Okay.
What is your favorite Christmas memory with your kids growing up?
Oh, wow. Favorite Christmas memories. To me, it was when we would, when Nicole would get the family together and we would decorate the Christmas tree. And last year, I think was probably the last time we did that.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, you know, now the girls are married, they have their own Christmas trees and they're going to decorate them. So, you know, they're starting their own tradition, which is what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot just always be doing things at mom and dad's home. So it's a good thing. But each year we would record it or at least take pictures of us decorating the Christmas tree.
Wow.
You know, baby's first ornament, that was yeah. Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Nicholas's ornament from the year that he learned how to drive or played soccer or whatever, you know. Abigail, when she was trying to, you know, get on TV, you know, and there's that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Thomas playing soccer or something he did, which is unusual or new or first time, have those ornaments, you know, that was special.
Yeah. Mm. That's actually a bit of advice that I would give and I would have taken from you is to record those family moments.
Yes.
You know, even
yes.
in the '90s, you know, oh, I think especially in the '90s when that technology wasn't as ready, like, I mean, we can do it now, you know, it's yeah, easy every, advice
anyone
to take
can do it now,
but back in the '90s and back in like the early 2000s, when that was kind of difficult to do, I know you prioritized doing that because
Absolutely.
One day, and I mean, we made the, when both of the girls got married, you had that footage,
yes.
you know, of you guys decorating the Christmas tree every yep. single year.
Yep.
And that came in handy, not only came in handy to make a fun video, but man, just the memories that you create yeah, that yeah. way.
How special.
You know, we learned that from my dad.
Really?
My dad recorded my crying the first time.
Wow.
Accidentally, we lost the tape.
Oh, no.
So it's gone.
Oh, no.
But he, for him to bring a tape recorder mm-hmm. into the delivery ward, mm-hmm. right, at the hospital mm-hmm. in 1973 and record my crying
yeah.
as I'm being born.
Wow.
That's, he thought through that.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up, we didn't think much about it. It's like, oh, yeah, that's my crying video. Who did it?
Yeah.
Who made it happen? Oh, yeah. Wait, dad did.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's where I learned it from.
Yeah. Wow. I think it's great advice. And even now, like I said, it's kind of advice that's been cheapened because it's like, yeah, we can do this, but to go the extra step and to have that effort, to have that forethought of yeah. one day I'm going to be older, but I have these memories. No other families
right.
do.
Right. I agree.
They just don't.
And you'll hear people push back against that. Be like, no, put your phone down. Be in the moment.
Nah,
be in the
man.
Moment.
Nah, man.
I hear what you're saying, yeah. but now you have that moment.
Absolutely. I used to be
forever.
That way. I used to be that way. And having kids changed that.
Yep.
Anything in the back, guys? Quick.
Favorite Christmas memory was probably the time that, so this is going to be, if kids are listening on the radio, then you might want to turn the channel or maybe turn the volume down.
I think I know
down.
What you're about to say.
Well, yeah, yeah. It's not anything bad. It's just my mom and dad didn't let me believe in Santa Claus.
Oh.
So they wouldn't let me believe in Santa Claus. So they took me and they told me, hey, he's not real. But my grandma was very against that. She was like, hey, you're going to believe in Santa Claus. So she let my uncle break into our house to leave gifts.
Oh.
And that's probably one of my favorite memories just because of how crazy it is.
How about you, Nick? Favorite Christmas memory?
I'd probably have to say the first time we did Christmas on Christmas Eve because, like, I didn't have to wait all night.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Not bad.
Nice.
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad.
Very nice.
I hear you.
I like that.
Well, if you guys enjoyed today's topic or you have suggestions for future topics, you want to hear your questions on Lightning Round Questions, let us know by sending us a text to 252-582-5028. You can also visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com and you can support us on the very same website. Make sure you partner with us as we seek to impact the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Shah, do you have a quote that you want to leave our listeners?
Absolutely. With? Talking about Martin Luther, he's the one who introduced putting lights on the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So might as well use him today. He said, peace if possible, truth at all costs.
Wow.
Ooh.
These quotes hit
that.
Hard.
I
they hit
that,
hard. I love it.
I need a graphic that I can like put on my desk and share with people. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We'll see you next time on Clearview Today.